Bryson DeChambeau. Let's start here. Yeah. Because I don't know if the narrative is different or we're just over it, but it doesn't feel like there's as much pushback to when he said this was a par 67 in November. Because he's still saying that. Nothing's different. But
no,
I feel like
he ain't still saying it. No, he knows the golf. Listen, the golf karma guy kicked him in the teeth. And he messed up again. In his presser when he said, I got a new secret weapon. Like, you don't say that before you win. You say it after you win when it's like, hey, man, how did you win and play so well? Well, I got this new secret weapon. By saying in his presser on Tuesday, I got a new secret weapon, it's like when the villain in a movie starts telling the hero why he did what he did and how he's going to kill him. Like, I'm going to spend 12 minutes explaining it. Right, because I'm spending 12 minutes telling you my evil plan and how I'm going to kill you. And now karma kicks you in the teeth and you end up being in jail. You're like, why did I waste all my time telling this dude what I was going to do? And now, so, and that's what it is with Bryson DeChambeau. And this place, the Masters, is where the saying, I believe, where the saying drive for show came about. It's drive for show, putt for dough. You hit it as far as you want to. But if you're in the trees or you ain't in the right spots around the green, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how you hit the driver.
Yep, it's true, and Bryson should have learned that in November. You also,
the whole
thing
about him is that he's got computer brain, right? That he's someone who downloads new information. That's what my understanding of him is that when he's doing his prep, that he's a savant.
Remember,
so is he not going to be more at an advantage, like pick this up?
This is also the place that does not have a greens reading book. They have not allowed it. It's the only tournament still around where everywhere else you can get computer head driven and clinical when you have a green reading book and it has all the arrows and you know the angles and the degree of slope and whatnot. And this place doesn't have that. It doesn't allow the players to use one. They actually have one that's, you know, safe somewhere, probably with the squirrels. But this is that place where you gotta feel it. This is about feel. It is not about technique or technical, like, scientific breakdown. You know what I mean? You got to feel this putt into the hole. And Bryson don't do that yet. He got to learn that for this week, and he ain't getting it this week.
Yeah, you always hear that about Augusta, that it's more art than science. And so if that's the case, then you're not – then it's not DeChambeau's golf course. So we keep doing this thing on our show where we keep saying, okay, well, DeChambeau's the main draw. DeChambeau's the main draw. He's the guy that everybody's interested in. That's just a casual of golf. He's the one who's going to suck in the eyeballs because, it's not DJ. It's probably not Rom. For my money, the Spieth thing, and for your money especially, actually, that's massive, right? This is going to bring people in. This is going to make people invested and interested. Everyone loves a comeback story. So let's just put it this way. Does this weekend need Spieth or Rory to be there on Sunday in the mix?
No. Need? No. Would it be nice? Yes. It would be awesome. It would be awesome if Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, DJ, and John Rahm were the and Patrick Reed, and even throw Bryson, like, finding a way. If you have all of those guys in the mix going into Sunday, then this is a dream scenario. It's a dream scenario. So will that happen? Probably not, just because it's the nature of golf, which is the beast, which we hate as well. We love it and we hate it. We love the anticipation, and then when a couple of guys don't live up to what we're hoping they were going to live up to, then it's like, oh, man. So it's, let me get this straight. Hudson, Swafford, Matt Jones, and Michael Thompson. Okay, you going to watch? Yeah, kind of. Like, I'm not going to be excited about it. I mean, I will, if because it's great golf that's going to get played, but we want the big names. But I'll tell you what, I do think Jordan Spieth is going to be up there. I do think that John Rahm is going to be a spectacular. I picked John Rahm to win because I watched Rocky II, and I couldn't get that movie out of my head about him with the new Rocky and the new baby and his wife saying, win, go win. Yeah. And that's exactly what Kelly would have said to John. And so, but then DJ's not ready to give that jacket up. The fact that he had to keep it for only 4 months, 5 months, and now he's got to give it back if he don't win. Everybody else got to keep it for a year. Tiger got to keep it for almost 2 years. He was going to be like, this is bull, bro. I want to keep this jacket. So I think those guys are in a good place right now. And I think Rory is in a place now where the demons are getting quieter and quieter. And I think because so many other guys are getting talked about this week, that Rory can now find his way into being contention on Sunday and not just getting a backdoor top five.